V'eilishmois, a new sefer, a new parsha, but it's pasach bevav, vav moisif al inyan rishon. It's connected to sefer bereishis. It's a hemshich. What is the vav? Yem says the svarim, the chamishuchum sheitoyer bereishis shmois vayikra bamidvar dvarim ki yedua in the rishonim and in chazal have other names as well. Sefer bereishis is also known as sefer hayitzira. It's also called sefer ha'avos. Sefer vayikra is Torah's Koyanim. Sefer Bamidbar is Sefer HaPekudim, Numbers. Sefer Dvarim is Mishnah Torah. Dude in Aronomy, Vizakmendas, but it's also double. That's from Mishnah Torah, the do is double. What's Shmois's other name? So many of the Rishonim, they call it Sefer Hasheni. It's, again, if Bereishis is Sefer HaAvos, so Shmois is Sefer HaBonim. But if it's, what's Sefer Hasheni, like a generic name, the second Sefer? I heard the Taitis know, it's Bereishis is Sefer Yitzira, and Shmois is Sefer Yitzira Hasheni. There was the Yitzira of Tchila Sabriya, and then there was Nochamol, the Yitzira of Klal Yisrael going into Mitzrayim, Korah Barzel, Mishkan. It's a Yitzira, Mishafindo HaKlal Yisrael. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or, over there in the Pesukim, it says five times Or, Keneged the Chamishachem Shetayra, the first two are Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, that's Bereishis, and then Vayehi Or, Me'akoyach El HaPoyel. If Bereishis is about Maisa Shemayim Va'aretz, then Shemois is Rosh HaTevis, Tachlis Maaseh Shemayim Va'aretz. Now, specifically, Parshas Shemois, though, Sefer Shemois is Sefer Agula, but Parshas Shemois, L'chayra was talking about the Gula, but if anything, say Parshas Shemois is Spitz the Oymek of the Choshech of Golos. Ulai, it starts the Seder of the Makos in Ve'era, Boy, B'shalach, the Seder of Shoivim, and yeah, aber Shemois L'chayra is Spitz Golos, not Ve'yonku B'nei Yisrael, Lama Hariyos, Lama Zeh, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kemat gets killed. It's the Tunkel of the Golos. It's interesting always, the Haftorah is the theme of the Parsha. This is very rare, but there's a machlokes Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, the minug of what the Haftorah is. It's fascinating. The minug Ashkenaz, it's my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, is Haboyim Yashresh Yaakov, is Yeshaya, is about the Geula. It's the Haftorah of Geula. The minug Sfarad is that it's Yelain, the Haftorah, the same Haftorah of Yirmiyah that Yelain by Bein HaMetzorim. The theme of Parsha Shemois is still Tunkel Alarin the Golas. It's not a stira, both are true. We're going down into the Golas, and eventually Avada, the Matar of it all, everyone knows that the Matar of it all is that Yitzias Mitzrayim is Gematria 891. So is Nasev and Ishma. It's the Matar of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to get to Nasev and Ishma. But in the process, it has this inyan. Now, more specifically, the Sefer, but also the parish is called Shmois. Many names. In the beginning of the parasha, we have the names of the Shvatim. Then you have the name of the Moshion Shal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. Later on, there's the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Havaya, Shem Eye, Zeshmi, Vizezichri, the Mahus of the Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also the Shem of Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis, Yesh, Shishim, Ribay, Oisiyos, Lutaris. So all of these Shemois are in Parshas Shmois. Now, we already said it's Vav Moisef Alin Yerishim, because the whole Matara of the Bria was from, because of Bereishis, but the Matara was Avada for Shmois. In the Zohar, it says that the Vav Moisef is because, you know, it says the Shivim Nefesh that went down to Mitzrayim, but the Vav Moisef is going on Shchinta Begalusa, that the Shchin is also in the Golas. Now, it's Ve'ele. It says in the Zohar, Ve'ele is 42. 42, it's connected to Shem, Mem Beis. There's a certain shame. Also, Shmoyis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first word of the parish is a remez for that shame. The shame of the Mem Beis Oisiyos. Tosin Chagiga talks about the first 42 words of the Torah is connected to the Mem Beis Oisiyos. The Mem Beis Oisiyos is also connected to the Mem Beis Yomim. This is what I'm talking about, that in a regular year when it's not a Shana Veras, you have Shoivavim. Shoivavim, of course, is 42 days. 6 weeks of Shmoyis Veir by B'Shalach Yisra Mishpatim. And that's Ve'ela, the 42 days of Shoivavim. But be everyone, it's mavur that the ikar shayvivim is when it's a shanim uberes. Then it's shayvivim tat. Shayvivim tat. Tat is truma tetzava because the ikar of shayvivim is Talmud Torah. But the emes is all of these are days of tshuva. There's a beautiful remez. It says in the pasuk. It's in the earlier parashas. It says kilule hismamono ki atu shavnu zeh pa'amoyim. The bederach drash. It's lule is elo. Oisiyos elo. Kilule hismamonu. Even if in Elul you were mismamea and maybe you didn't deliver the goods in Elul, ki ato shavnu zepa amoyim and ishanim uberes adar is connected Elul. You know the Chadash and Nisan is in Multishrei, Iyar with Cheshvan, and that's how they are sandwiched. And Elul is corresponds to Adar. There's a lot about that, but it's not for now. Tu ba'av, tu b'shvat, v'chule. There's a lot of correlations. Kilule in Elul, if you were hismamonu. So then in Ibriyar you have ki'at shav nu ze pa'amayim, you have the opportunity two others. And it's shav, which is shav, nu. Nu is the 56 days of shav v'imtat, because when it's shav v'imtat, it's not just membeiz yomim, it's the nun vav yomim. Shav nu is gematria, Mashiach. Ki'at shav nu, we're able to be shav in these new days of the shanim uber shav v'imtat. I was buying Adam Gadol the other week, and I was asking him, what is the Eitzah, if some of the Bachar maybe are not mamish learning Basmo, the most of them are, but there's a few Yechidim that aren't exactly shtelling tzu, what could you do? So he told me, nu, I said, to tell them nu, in the year 2024, then it was 2023, still, that's not the way you talk to Bachram, it's not going to be a Te'alas this way. So he said, nu. I said, what, some Miyayish? He said, nu. And then I understood, he means the 56 days of Shoivavim. It's a whole new thing. Be'ezer Hashem can be mechazik. Haboyim Mitzrayim. It's brought down that it doesn't say Mitzrayim. It says Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim doesn't mean Mitzrayim. It means Goshen. In Goshen, there was a Mazundura place that was called Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Gematria Shechina, 385. Mitzrayim. Shechina, the Zohar brings, is 385 is a very special number. It's the Shleimus of the 10. Because 1 squared plus 2 squared plus 3 squared v'chule plus 7 plus 8 squared plus 9 squared plus 10 squared is 385. It's gematria shechina. The shleimus of the mispar eser cube, not cube, squared, thank you, cube is something else. In 1 squared all the way through 10 squared is gematria shechina. So Mitzrayim is really Goshen, and it was a place for hashrois hashechina. The Eilish Shmois B'nei Yisrael, the Paradis Yosef, brings interesting pshat. It says, what does it mean that the Shmois were there? The names were there? The people themselves were there? He gives an interesting mushel. There was a city where, an Ir Mechois in Europe, where there was a, if a person did a certain avla and he had to sit in jail, but he did a civil, you know, white collar crime, but to be sitting in the jail, he would have to be the mamash with Rotzchim and Shoydidim and Inshidaloy Miley, to be polite. And what's the way out? Lamaisa, you're supposed to be in the jail. There was a way you could pay shoychad to the sar beis hasoyar, and he would put your name. You would be registered in the jail, but then meanwhile you stayed in house arrest. You kept a low profile, and that's how you stayed out of it. He says the elish shmois b'nei Yisrael. Yes, we're in Golis. We're in Golis Mitzrayim. We're in Golis because we had to go out early, so we're still in Golis. So, but a person could be a bechina of shmois of b'nei Yisrael. He could have it that his name. His name is registered in the Golis, but he doesn't have to be in the Golis. He can keep himself where he is in his Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. He can be. One second. I want to tell them to be quiet. One second. What's going on over there? The Eilish Shmois B'nei Yisrael is a remez brought down in the Levush, and other Paiskim also bring it that there's a Rosh Tevis. The Eilish Shmois B'nei Yisrael, Balaturim brings it, that's him. The Eilish Shmois B'nei Yisrael, the Eilish Rosh Tevis, the Adam Asher Loimed HaPseder, Shmois, Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum, B'nei Yisrael, B'koil Noim Yashir, Yisrael Yich Yeshanim Rabbi Sarukim La'olam. So it's a remez for the Chizik of Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum. I saw they ask, why dafka now are we giving chizik v'shnayim mikra v'chatargim in Parshas Vayigash? It also said ve'elish shmois b'nei Yisrael. But maybe dafka by a new sefer, by Parshas Shmois, is the time to give a chizik to re-establish the inyan of shnayim mikra v'chatargim. The pasuk says, "Vayomas Yosef v'chalecha." We spoke last week that it's Yosef was nifter. The last pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Yosef is nifter because we said Yosef is a little bit of bechina of Av, but on the other hand, Yosef is also a ben, and as a ben, he's mentioned in the Sefer of the Bonim. Vayomas Yosef in the Sefer Abonim. Now, when it says though that all the shvatim, all the names of the shvatim came down to Mitzrayim, the Yosef hoya b'Mitzrayim. I saw a beautiful shtickle in the Ali Shore from Rav Volba. He talks about Seder. He has different topics. He talks about Seder. Seder is the yisoy that a person, no matter what changes in his life, and no matter what surprises the process of his life throws him, he remains always in the same exact level. He writes, Ashrei ha'odam sheyodea lishmar bitkufa shel hachlota lishmar al ritzifus his nagusay. Sometimes you're at a crossroads, we have to make a decision, and Ashrei the Adam that knows that all of the tkufis of his life are gush echad mitchil of atzoif with one seder. And he talks a lot about Yosef hayyab mitzrayim. That's the ultimate dogma of someone who was able to keep b'seder, that no matter what, he was always on the same page. Vayomis Yosef v'chol echa v'chol ador ahu, the Maral writes that Klal Yisrael in one tzura is a certain shlemus of the tzura is shivim nafesh. But after that, that shivim nafesh have to go in order to get to a different level of shishim riboy. It's a process. One couldn't go without the other. First, it's ashlam of that, and then you move on to creating Klal Yisrael over here now. Now, we're going down to Mitzrayim though, and there's a process that it says, Hovan eschak maloi. I saw an interesting chat, Hovan eschak maloi. Loi, not lohem, it should say Hovan eschak malohem. It's loi. The ikar eschakmas is to realize if you have an agenda that you want to make some kitrug or milchama or matzav against Klal Yisrael, the chokhma is Hovan eschak maloi, to find an opportune time to start with them, to chepa with them when they're not ba'achdos. Because when they're ba'achdos, then efshar, if they're ba'achdos with Kutsha Barichu, they're ba'achdos amongst themselves, then you can't chepa with them. When it's not achdos, then they're able to chepa. Hovin eschak maloi. Now there was a meeting, the Gemara says in Soita, Daf Yud Aleph, that there were three people by this meeting, Hovin eschak maloi. Omer Avchiyah bar Abba, Omer Avsimoi, Shloi Shehoyu Bo'isa Eitza, Bilam, Iyoiv, and Yisroi. And the Gemara says, Bilam, Sheyo'atz, he's the one that gave the Eitza to kill the Yidin, Neherag. Ioiv sheshosak nidoin biyisurim. Yisroi was barach. Yisroi shebarach zochu mibnei bonav sheyoshu b'lishkas hagozes. So first on Bilam, it says Bilam that gave the Eitzah was Neherag. Rashi already asks over there in Soita, and there's a stira, because on one hand the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, daf kufov, that Bilam, if the Gemara darshans on Bilam, the pasuk anshe domim umirma lo yechetsu yemeim, that Bilam was killed at the age of 33 or 34. This, of course, doesn't stand. If Bilam was at the Eitzah hundreds of years earlier by this Eitzah, it must be it's not the same Bilam. If Bilam is Lavan, or the son of Lavan, then Bechlal also, that's a Vada, a Makar, that Bilam is somebody else. On the other hand, we have here Ioiv Sheshosak, the famous Vart from Chaim Shmulevitz. Ioiv Sheshosak Nidin B'Yisurim. What did he do wrong? He kept quiet. Eret Geshvigin, he kept quiet. What did he do wrong? Because Asetut Vei Daf Mitzrayim. And Ad Kedei Kach, how much Gishrayin? All the Yisurei Iyoiv, which L'chayr bring out a Geferlecha Gishray, a cry out of pain, that's the cry that he should have done when he heard about the Eitzah that was being given. Now they had this Eitzah, and it was Vayavidu Mitzrayim es B'nei Yisrael Beforech Toisvis in Psochem Daf Kuf Yud Zayin brings that there's a concept called Atbash, and Porech, Parech, Beforech, right? It's hard work. But Parech, Pei, Reish, Chof, in Atbash, is Vigal, Vav, Gimel, Lamed. And what's that? So, Vigal is Gematria 39. That's an Atbash with a Gematria. It's a Toysis, yeah? Psochem, Kuf, Yud, Zayin. Small Toysis on the top. And he says that it's a Remez because the Shibud Mitzrayim is correlated to the Lamed Tes Malachis. We know the Lamed Tes Malachis are Keneged Avoides HaMishkan, but Toysis over here is saying that the Lamed Tes Malachis are correlated to also the sug parach avoida that was given to the in Mitzrayim. And the avoida was b'choymer v'lvoinim v'chol avoida basodeh, which the Zohar says it's all going on Torah. B'choymer is kal v'choymer, levainim is libun halacha, avoida basodeh is braisa. It's all about Amal HaToyra. Now, Vayimaru Es Chayeyem, there's a famous word from the Gra. The Emes is the year that was supposed to be in Mitzrayim, 400 or 430 years. We'll talk more about this, Barichas in Pashas, Ve'era, and Boy as it develops. But on one end, they were supposed to be 430 years, on the other hand, 400 years. At the end, though, they went out after 210 years. So the Gra says, Kadma V'Azla, why did they go out earlier? Kadma V'Azla, why did they go out earlier? They were supposed to be the 400 years. So there's many Trutzen. But the Gaon says, because Vayimaru was Chayeyim, that the Koishi Hashibud made it up. Meaning, whatever the, how you have a Shibud meter, a machine that, you know, could measure the Koishi of Shibud, the Koishi of Shibud that was supposed to be in 400 years, because Vayimaru was Chayeyim, it sufficed it to be 210 years. Says the Gaon, Kadma V'Azla is Gematria, 190. That's the 190 years. They went out earlier. Kadm of Az, the word Kadm of Az itself is, and that's what it means, Chishev es ha-keitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechashev, the keitz, the 190 years to take out. And the truth is, there's another remez, because it says, we say in Krishma, Sharei Tseisi Eschem, Me Eretz Mitzrayim. Eschem is 461. Eretz Mitzrayim is 671. If you take Eschem out of Eretz Mitzrayim, you're left with 210. That's what's the Cheshman, that it's 210. I saw also an interesting pshat. Why was the cheshbon 210 if they were supposed to be 400? The pshat is because be'emes you could be saimach on rubei kekulei. And rubei kekulei, you don't need the full 400. The minute it's rubei kekulei. How much you need for rubei kekulei? 201. So the pshat is though that there's a medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu as a teenager told Pari, he was being gadol, but they's Pari, that they should give the yidden off on Shabbos. And if you make the cheshbon until 63 years later, when he finally had to run away, when he comes back, the interim, when he wasn't there, all those years, the Yidden didn't work on Shabbosim because of Moshe's intervention. And if you make the Cheshbon, that's 9 years worth of days of work. So that's an extra 9 years that he owes them. That's 210. 201 for Rubei Kekulei. Another 9 years to make up for the Shabbosim that they took off. Now the emesis, the Chidah brings, and there are other Midrashim that, on one hand, the reason they were going into Mitzrayim is because of the Bris Ben Absarim, and it starts counting from then. On the other hand, it's really because of Mechiras Yosef. So there's different cheshbonis how to work out. Maybe even some people in Klal Yisrael only had to be as that din and not as the other din. Ephraim and Menashe l'chayru don't have to be mitzad Mechiras Yosef. You have to work out the details, and it has to do also with the fact that it's in Yitzchak. Sometimes he's called Yitzchak, sometimes he's called Yitzchak. The difference between Yitzchak and Yitzchak is 210. However, that's for under a cheshbonis. Vayelech is perek beis. Vayelech ish mi beis levi, vayikach is bas levi. The Torah is coming to tell us that the Mashiach shel Yisrael comes from this zivug. Vayelech ish mi beis levi, vayikach is bas levi. Amram marries his aunt, Yechevet. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, says, Al Shisha Dvarim Mitztavu Adam Arishin. Adam Arishin was given six mitzvahs. Avodah Zarah, Birkas Hashem, Shvichas Domim, Arayas, Gezel, and Dinam. Noach added a seventh one, Aver Menachai. Avram added Mila and Shachris. Yitzchak, this is all in the Rambam, Yitzchak added Maisris and Mincha. Yaakov added Giranosh and Mayriv. B'Mitzrayim, Hoysif, Amram, mitzvahs yaseiris, achev b'moshe rabbeinu v'shlim akol ha-tera kula. According to one Gerson, the Medrash, they also put Yehuda put in Yibam. The Rambam does not bring it. The Mefarshei Rambam still, what's Amram's mitzvahs? What was Amram Moisef? So there's a pshat that he was Moisef, Gerushin and Kedushin, because that's what he did over here. He first married Yechevet, but then he got divorced, then he took her back. Vay says he wasn't Mechadish, the Isser of Machzor Grishasi. That's one thing, he wasn't Mechadish. And that's why the Megal HaMukah says Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael, because the Ovis kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, they kept the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzim is Pogom because he was born from a Machzor Grishasi. But in Chutz, so his Mitzias could only be in Chutz Laretz. But Al-Kapanim, that was the mitzvah. What? No, she married in the interim El Yitzofen Ben Parnach and had two children called Eldon and Medad. Everyone knows that. In the interim, she got married. Now, why did she get married? Why did she get married if Amram, God Lador, Rambam's Lashon, Amram was Mitzavah and Mitzvah Yisaris? Because, you know, she was his aunt. You know, there's Becholifin, you know. The God Lador said something, but she's a free, the Kedar. She and had Eldon and Medad. Actually, it's a machloikis. We do know that Eldad and Medad were Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers, but it's a machlokes whether they were Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers from Yocheved, or were they Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers from Amram, from a different wife. But that's something else. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was born Vatera Oisai Ki Toiv Hu. The Gemara in Saita, Daf Yud Beis, brings many pshatim. What does it mean he was Toiv? Rav Meir says Toiv Shmoi, Rav Yehuda says Tuv Yishmoi, Rav Nechemya says he was Hagin Lenevius, Acherim bring a pshat, he was Noilad Mohol, Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin says, yeah, that's a good thing. Well, first of all, Vatera Oisai, Ois, Prismila is an Ois. He saw the Ois that it was good, that it was already Mohol. But the Rabbi Shua Leib says, Pashat, if they would have to make a Prismila and it would become a sparsim, then for sure they would catch him. So it was a good thing that he was Noilad Mohol, because I guess if you do a toughest on Bris on an oil of mole on the eighth day, the catering is like more low-key, I guess. I don't know. But that's why it was good. It was good that they weren't going to find him. It's interesting. I saw in the Ur Sameach, in the Meshech Chochmah, actually, on his Pirush on Megillas Esther after Parshas Pekudei. There's a few pages on Megillas Esther. The Ur Sameach writes over there that Haman makes a whole cheshbin that Adar is, yeah, a good month for the year, then not a good month. He didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, but he thought Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. Okay, but that could be a good thing. His cheshbin is that Haman made a mistake because Moshe Rabbeinu, Farshteitzach, was born at night, says the Ur Sameach, because it says, Vateirois kitevhu, kitevhu, v'nismali hambayis oira, must be it was night. You could efshir be metzia that it was day and there was some kind of ruchnius dikar, if it was night, but he was nifter be'etzem yemazeh, and Haman going on a goyish cheshbin thinks that that's not called the same day. Meaning, when a tzaddik is born and nifter on the same day, Hakadosh Baruch Hu memalish nisayim shel tzaddikim, it's a good siman for the yidden. But Haman l'shitasi thinking that he was born at night, because kitoivu and must be the aura was at night, that's what the mistake that Haman made. I saw an interesting, the Yalkut Ruveni brings from the Sefer Hatzioni, that's one of the Rishonim from Germany in the 1300s. He actually moved to Eretz Yisrael, the B'Sayf Yomav. I saw brought down, this is a Chikavi Yediyah. He moved to Eretz Yisrael, the Sefer Hatzioni. He learned in a yeshiva of Rabbi Yitzchak Isser HaTikva, that was the name of the yeshiva. In the 1300s, yeah, no, look at me. But then he went back to Ashkenaz. Anyways, in the Sefer HaTzion, he brings that when it says Moshe Rabbeinu was Nismali Ba'is Oira, because he was Noilad Bidmus Isha. And it's unclear why, if he's Noilad Bidmus Isha, what does that have to do? So one shot I saw is because then the Mitzvah wouldn't come looking for him, because they would think it's Isha. But I saw it was a mistake. He was Noilad Bidmus Eish Hashem. And that's good for the Or. That's some kind of Ruchniistic Or. That's what it meant. It was a Dmus Eish. It was a Shail in the print over there. Okay, that was before the printing press. Batitz b'nehu shloisha yirochem. She had to hide him for 3 months because he was noilad mukdam and she was able to hide him for 3 months. It's more in the Zohar that batitz b'nehu shloisha yirochem. Those are the 3 months that Esav has a shiltoin. Esav has a shiltoin in Chodesh Teves and also in Shvat until Tu B'Shvat. He also has a shiltoin in Tammuz until Tu B'Av. Those are the batitz b'nehu. Those are the 3 months that are behalten that it's not so poshut. That's where it's hidden. It's choshech and it's hidden. The Emes says it's mavor in some sfarim that originally Esav also had shlita on Elul as well, but Yaakov took that from him, and he also had shultan on Adar, and that Mordechai took from him. He's still left though with Havis and half of Shvat and Tammuz, and half of Av.
They should have for 3 months. It wasn't those 3 months.
No, it wasn't those 3 months. Oh. Not the 3 months. Yeah, no. We're going to move right there. You have the parsha of the Sneh. Moshe Rabbeinu has a Hizgalus. There's actually a Machloikis. If the Dargus Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu had by the Sneh, was it already the Darga of Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu Aspaklari HaMe'ira or not? Looks like it's a Machloikis in the Mepharshim, but there was definitely a certain Hizgalus. And Sinai, Sneh, the Ebenezerites, others for most talk about that Sneh has to do with Sinai. There's a Rashi in Zayis HaBrocha, it says in the Pasuk in Zayis HaBrocha, Uritzoin Shoichni Sneh, Rashi says, this is by Yosef, like the Shoichin Sneh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nigalalai Metchila by the Sneh. Vais Techois, this has to do with Yosef specifically, because Avada Matan Torah, with the whole Maimid, with the whole fanfare, with the whole Eish, is one thing, but snare represents imoy anoichi b'tzara. Snare represents that you have a rischa d'oraisa even when you're Yosef b'mitzrayim, the Yosef hoyu b'mitzrayim. We spoke earlier, keseder, kept keseder. And that's a bazundara darg of Eish HaTorah, to be in the darg of Eish HaTorah of imoy anoichi b'tzara. I saw the Argadal Yo, he writes, there's two nekudas in snare. One is vasnei nenu ukol, it shows klal yisrael's yicholus to survive in the golus. And on the other hand, he brings Makaris that it represents the Eish of Torah. And he says, it's not a stira, it's vice days, the same thing. The Yecholus of Klal Yisrael to go dorch the Golas is from the Koyach of Eish of Torah. Now, there's a fascinating diak over here. Vayoymer Moshe. Moshe sees the sneh. Asura Navere, let me go check this out. Vayar Hashem, Kisar, Lirois. Hashem sees that Moshe Rabbeinu made that move to check out what's going on. And then Hashem calls out to him. And the Svarim talk about this. Moshe Rabbeinu had to make the first move. Now the emes is tonight. It's not Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ma'aseh Bereishis. Everyone's waiting for Yitzias Mitzrayim, Gematria, Nasav, and Ishma, which has the Matar of the Bria. And Moshe Rabbeinu L'chayr is supposed to be the one that's maybe the Torah. But if he wouldn't have made that small move, Asura Nove'era, Vayar Hashem Kisar L'Rois, that small little movement of on his own making the decision, yeah, let me check what's going there. It wouldn't have happened. That's a fascinating thing that it has to do with Bechir Yidi. I'm not going into all that now, but there's a system that's supposed to happen, but the Eber is still waiting for you, or Moshe Rabbeinu, or for whatever, whoever, Kol Echad Ve'echad, in his Tafkin in life, Ma'ase Ish Ufkudasai, to make the move. But it's interesting, he made a little move. Kisar L'Rois, he made a movement, Hashem said, oh, I see you entered. I saw B'doimel, that is an interesting Lashon. Yesh Koina Ilamoi B'Sho Achas. What does Sho Achas mean? An hour, a segment of time. But it doesn't only mean that. You know, there's a pasuk by the beginning of Bereshis, Ve'el Kayin Ve'el Minchasei Loi Sha'a. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Sha'a. Sha'a is to be poine, to look at, to turn to do a pniyah. Yesh Koine Olami B'Sha'a Achas. You can be Koine Yir Olam with making that little move. And Moshe Rabbeinu over here made that little move. Kisar L'Rois. Aber that little move is ultimately everything. Sar is Gematria 260. That's 10 times Avaya. That's everything. That's everything. But every person has to know that on every little movement that he makes, Be'etzem licked in them the Gevaldike Koyach of Kisar L'Rois. It's brought down also that in the Sneh HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megalatim also different Shemois. It says over here, Zeh Shmi La'olam V'zeh Zichri L'dor Dor. We know that Yisrael V'Raisa V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Chadu. It's before in the Tikkun Zohar that the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu really also represents Torah. Why? Because the shame of the ultimate shame is Yud Kei Vavki, right? Shmi, this is in Tikkun Zohar, Shmi is 350. If you add Yud Kei, the first two letters of Yud Kei Vavki, to Shmi is 350. You add another Yud and Hei, that's already 365. That's going to get the 365 Lavin. And Zichri is 239. You add Vavhei, another 11, to Zichri. That's 248 to the Essen, to the Mitzvah's essay. So the Shmi and the Zichri of Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Miram is on the Tariq Mitzvahs because Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'Rai Sechadu. Okay, there's a whole sugya over here of the Mila of the bonum of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's a machlokes rishonim exactly what happened there. The Ikar Sugya is in Nedarim. Bepashtus, why was Tzipora Mal, the child? There's a whole shayla in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, whether Isha's Ksheira Lamel. The Pashtus Moshe Rabbeinu was there, but he was the one goofa being attacked by this malach, so he was not functionable. There is some Rishayim that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't even there, and it was Vayavakash Hamisai to the child. But either way, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to, and it was Tzipora that did the Mila, and The Sugyan of Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin handles about Isha Ksheira Lomel. Okay, I'll stop over here.